You know, I was really excited to see Morgan Stanley's recent Form 13F filing come out. It reveals the bank's holdings in two XRP-focused exchange-traded funds. And honestly, it feels like a definitive step in finally integrating digital assets into traditional finance.
It certainly is a significant development. To put it in perspective, the Form 13F is a legally binding SEC disclosure required for investment managers overseeing more than $100 million in qualifying assets. This isn't casual interest. It's a formal, regulated commitment.
Exactly. And that publication confirms something really meaningful. Major Wall Street institutions are now allocating real capital to regulated, exchange-traded crypto products. It's such a refreshing shift away from relying purely on speculation or the headaches of direct token custody.
That shift is directly enabled by a maturing regulatory environment. We've been watching this unfold for years, and Ripple's prolonged legal battle with the SEC finally concluded with rulings that clarified exactly how XRP is classified and traded. That clarity is what allowed financial product issuers to build compliant, structured investment vehicles.
It's wonderful to see that legal fog lift. It really opens the door for innovation that actually works within the system.
Precisely. XRP ETFs specifically address institutional needs by operating within established securities frameworks. This means streamlined auditing and reporting, high liquidity and accessibility through standard brokerage accounts, and precise risk management, all without the operational complexities of private key storage or decentralized exchanges.
That level of structure is exactly what brings me back to Morgan Stanley's allocation. It clearly signals that XRP is being treated as a legitimate, diversified component of digital asset portfolios, and that's incredibly validating for the whole community.
And historically, institutional participation follows a very predictable validation pattern. Once a major asset manager enters a space, peer institutions typically follow within subsequent quarters. It's a well-documented cycle in traditional finance.
I love that. That kind of herd behavior actually drives tangible market improvements. We're looking at increased liquidity, tighter bid-ask spreads, and greater price stability. It ultimately creates a much more mature and predictable environment for everyday retail investors, which is a huge win.
It is. The critical takeaway here is that cryptocurrency is crossing a structural threshold. We're moving from a niche, speculative market into a regulated, liquid, and strategically vital segment of the global financial system.
Institutional adoption via ETFs is really accelerating this transition, too. It's forcing continuous upgrades to custody solutions, market infrastructure, and regulatory oversight. It's exciting to watch the entire ecosystem level up and mature in real time.
It certainly is. For investors, traders, and industry observers, monitoring institutional 13F filings, ETF capital flows, and regulatory developments will be essential for navigating this evolving digital asset landscape with confidence. It's a new era, and staying informed is the best way to move forward.